Welcome back. Butler Stadium in the HISD as the Navasota Rattlers taking on the Colts of Worthing tonight. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. Good times at home coming last Friday night here at home. 42-0 win over North Forest. You kind of you got the quick start and you kind of kept the pedal down in that first half, went in 35-0. Got just one touchdown in that second half. But so, sort of talk about overall the win.
Yeah, it was a good team win all the way around. We had a lot of kids play well for us, you know, and one of the things that we've been talking about is not to worry about who we're playing so much as to worry about us, you know, and try to get better at what we do. And, you know, you hear it all the time. It sounds cliche, but you talk about faceless opponents, and that's kind of what we've been trying to tell our kids, really, even at the beginning of the year, is really it's more about us and about execution and about, you know, taking care of our assignment and all those kind of things. And it kind of all paid off for us the other night against North Forest. You know, we went into the game thinking they were going to be pretty athletic, and they were. And, you know, we just knew that if we could get out early and have a good start, that we'd have a really good chance of winning the game just from a morale standpoint. So I was really pleased with our kids and pleased with the execution early, and I thought that we did a nice job at the beginning of the game.
You talk about morale. I want to talk about residual benefits to a first half like that, 35-0. First off, you go into the locker room, you're in a good mood. Your backup kids, your number two and threes, go into the locker room saying, hey, I'm gonna get a chance to play in this football game. And sure enough, that's got to give you and your whole staff so much satisfaction. These kids that work so hard all week long, your twos and threes, when they get to play, not only under the Friday night lights, but at homecoming too.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you can get kids, all your kids in the game, it's a really good thing. And, you know, you're right. You know, you see the guys that play a lot and you hear their names called quite a bit, and you know they're going to get playing time. But there's a lot of other guys on our team who also have roles, you know. And we have guys that don't get to play quite as much who really fulfill pretty good roles for us during practice because they give us some bodies, you know, some scout team situations and things along those lines. And so it's nice when you get a chance to get those guys in the game and give them a chance to get some playing time. And it makes it even more special when it's homecoming and typically a big crowd and, you know, families come in for that. And so we were really happy with that. And, you know, at halftime, we knew that's the direction we were going to go in the second half. And one of the things we talked about was come out, you know, the beginning of the second half, you know, firing on all cylinders if we can, kind of maintaining the pace that we kind of set in the first half. And I think we did that. And then after that, we started mixing some kids in here and there and get them a lot of playing time. So it's always good when you can get them all on film and you can grade them all and you can show them all the mistakes that we made and how we can fix them and all that kind of thing. So it was really, really good for all our guys and for our coaches as well.
Defensively, you start the game, you really hit them in the mouth. I think they started with three punts and had only one first down in their first four possessions, and that's always good when you can sort of take the wind out of their sails immediately.
Yeah, absolutely, and our defensive guys have been playing well all year, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and we've got guys kind of settling positions now, and they know what their roles are, they know what their jobs are, and they're doing a really nice job of playing together. So I was very pleased, especially like you said, with the first four possessions because I thought it set the tone.
The you had some big plays, big touchdown plays. You had touchdown passes, Zach hitting 63 and 64-yard touchdown passes. It's nice to blend in those big plays along with steady drives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard at any level. I don't care what level you're at. To sustain, you know, 8, 9, 10 play drives is not easy because just the over the course of the game, you're going to have some errors that are made. And when you try to string together those long drives, it's hard to get 11 guys doing the right thing all the time. So it's nice when you get a big play here and there. And we knew that, you know, their defensive line really does a good job of getting off the ball fast. And so we went with some hard counts and we got them to jump off sides a couple of times. And when we did, we were smart enough to throw the ball to DeForest Baker, who made a couple of really nice plays, honestly, one-on-one jump balls, if you will, and came down with them and then finished the plays by scoring on both of them. And so when you got guys that execute like that, it makes job for coach a lot easier. And I thought our guys did a nice job of that this week.
The running back position, Henderson and Randall both in there doing a good job. I thought DJ Randall had probably one of his best games. You all had one drive there that it was pretty much all him. DJ had a good ball game.
Absolutely. You know, we were looking to try to establish the run, honestly. And, you know, we always go into games thinking that way. But, you know, when you play against teams where they mix up their alignments and they move around some, you know, there's an old saying that running game travels. And if we can get good at the running game, and I feel like we're making some really, really good strides there, but if we can get pretty good at the running game, then that's going to travel over the course of the season. And I think you're right. Darius Randall played really, really well the other night, took care of the football, ball security was really good. Had some nice second effort runs and so a lot of yards after contact, a lot of yak. So we were happy to get him, you know, those carries in those situations, because that's going to build his confidence. That's going to help us moving forward.
With so many problems that we had in those first four games as far as holding on to the football against Fur, we lost no fumbles. In this last game, it was the end of the ball game. We did lose a fumble there at the end of the ball game, but that's still an element of the game you really got to be pleased with.
Absolutely. You know, our kids have made a lot of progress in that area, and we're really happy with that. You know, it's something we stress. I know it doesn't seem that way, especially earlier in the season, but our kids have done a really good job of kind of turning that around, and we've been really pleased with that. You know, another kid that doesn't get probably enough credit is Derek Henderson, you know, and he plays, you know, all over the field for us at running back and at linebacker. And, you know, he's a calming influence for us, because the kids know they can count on him. He's going to do what it takes, whatever it takes. And because of that, he's done a nice job of kind of getting us started with the running game. And I think Darius Randall kind of feeds off that. So it's been a nice little 1-2 punch, and we got to keep trying to develop that.
Well, Henderson got the short touchdown run, and then you come right back, and compliments to Jordan Jefferson hitting the quarterback's arm and that little flutter pass, and Henderson got a pick six.
That's right. You know, and Jordan, I thought Jordan played his best game on defense this past week, and we were really pleased with him. You know, this year's been tough because he's had to play both ways quite a bit, and the further we've gotten into the season, the more we've been able to play him on defense and the less we've played him on offense, just for the simple fact that he's a big body on defense, and when he plays with a high motor and he gets after it like he did on Friday, he can be a big disruption. And I thought the other night he played really, really well, especially with his hands and got some separation. And the play you're talking about, he made that play where the ball comes right into Derek Henderson's hands, basically, and the rest was pretty easy for Derek. But I thought it was a really nice play overall, and he had a really good game.
All right, Worthing Colts are the opponent tonight. Worthing has been sort of an up-and-down team. They last week they were obviously down. They played a Saturday ball game against Wheatley. 70-13 was the final score, Wheatley on top. I know you sent some scouts to that game. Let's talk briefly about Worthing and what you saw and sort of how that game got away from them.
Yeah, you know, it was really a pretty close game up until about probably 3 or 4 minutes right before the half. It was 13-13, 20-13, 21-13, something like that. And then the wheels just kind of fell off for Wheatley. So, you know, they're athletic just like all the other HISD schools are. You know, momentum's a funny thing. We've been on both sides of that this year so far, as everyone knows. And, you know, against when we put back week three and we played Rudder, you know, we were up 21-3 at half. Then the wheels fell off and we ended up losing that game. And so our kids and our coaches, staff and our program know all about momentum and how that works. And the other night against, you know, for Worthing against Wheatley, the wheels fell off for them and it just kind of snowballed on them and they weren't able to stop it. So we've seen that side of it, and they're a dangerous team. They've got athletes all over the place just like most HISD schools do. So we're going to have to do a really nice job of just being gap sound and being aligned. And if we take care of those things, then we'll be just fine.
I know that coming up after this game, we don't want to overlook Worthing by chance, but you got some tough games coming up. You got Stafford. You got maybe besides Navasota, maybe the two toughest teams in Wheatley and Yates, both coming up also. And we've talked about this before, this schedule that you all have of no bye weeks. This is about the time, maybe this week or after this Worthing game, that you could probably really use a bye, because you've played 6 straight weeks now. You stack in front of that a couple of scrimmage games. That's 8 straight weeks of shoulder pad to shoulder pad football that y'all been playing.
Now, you're exactly right. You know, this is the time of year where guys are fatigue kind of sets in a little bit, and it's not just physical fatigue, it's also emotional and mental fatigue, and so it's a deal where we've tried to scale back some of the workouts, and we're not having as many contact periods as we normally would, and so trying to help our guys kind of keep their legs fresh, and we're trying to do some things to kind of build in some rest, if you will, throughout the weeks. But you're right, this is that point of the year where you just kind of got to grind through it. And you know, I don't like the week 10 bye. I don't know very many coaches that do. But I know last year it ended up working out for us pretty good. But, you know, you'd always would rather have it about week 6, week 7, somewhere around there to kind of get your breath, if you will, for the stretch run. And you're right, the rest of our schedule sets up pretty tough. You know, we got Stafford next week at home, and then we play on the road at Yates, and we come back and finish with Wheatley at home before we have a bye. So it's a tough little 3-game stretch after this week. And you're right, we're going to have to figure out some ways to build in some rest and have our guys ready to go.
If we win this game tonight against Worthing, we're going to be on top with either Wheatley or Yates, because that's another game that's going on tonight. Wheatley taking on Yates, that'll be a good one.
It will be a good one. I'm looking forward to seeing the result of it, to kind of see, you know, where we stand in district and who – it'll kind of separate some people tonight. So we're looking forward to seeing kind of how that shakes out. But you're right, it's going to be interesting.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you a lot.
All right, that's Coach Casey Dacus, and this is the pregame show brought to you by Kester Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. Bryce Jones and I will be back. We'll get some starters for you and get this one kicked off from Butler Stadium in the Houston ISD. You're listening to Navasota Football on Willie 98.7.